It's Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center with Sweet Jennifer here, Julia at the office taking the calls, and Mike doing the broadcast engineer technical stuff. We're talking a lot about how to protect yourself. We've got a call from Ben in Tempe, and he'd like to know how to protect himself from a remodeling contractor. Ben, what's your question, my friend?
Yeah, thank you, Rosie, for taking my call. I'm interested in knowing what, based on your experience, what is a fair amount, supposing you've got a project going, a major project like a complete pool replast or a remodel of a certain part of the house, and the contractor, what is fair? I understand if he had his druthers, he'd probably want 100% up front, but there's no way I'm going to do that. But it seems to me that there should be some amount left at the time he finishes a project that you would then pay him. But I'd like to get your comments or your feelings on that.
You know, Ben, I'll tell you that it's a little subjective, and it kind of depends on the type of project and the price of the project. But I would tell you that it's fair for a contractor to ask for a deposit. I would say something in the neighborhood of about 10% to put you in the schedule, to hold that scheduling for all of his resources, his manpower, his equipment, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It shows a commitment level that, yes, we are going to do the job. We're not going to back out at the last minute. You can commit all of your planning and resources to getting this job done. I would say if a contractor wants much more than that, and I will tell you it's not unusual to see a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel ask for a third or a half down, I would probably try and talk to the contractor and say, look, let me give you 10% to hold my position in your schedule. The day you start, I'll give you the balance of this. Now, the exceptions.
The balance, you mean the total amount that he is?
No, the balance of what he's asking for initially and what you're going to give him. So the day he starts, you could be at 25 or 30%, money out on the total project. Now, the exception to that is if the project is requiring a particularly expensive order of some long lead item, okay? At that point, what you might want to do is talk to the contractor about, hey, I am happy to give you the money to order that $5,000 jacuzzi whirlpool tub with mood lights and stereo system in it, but I'm gonna write that to your supplier direct, okay? I'm gonna give the check direct to the supplier. That's another way of kind of protecting yourself. Or ask that the contractor show you the immediate release and pay statement stub for that thing, that it actually went ordered that way. Because I'll tell you, the big risk is that remodeling contractors, kitchen and bath remodeling contractors that don't know their cost, unfortunately, many times they're using your deposits to pay off the bills of the last two or three jobs they finished. And you don't want to be caught in that kind of situation. And then, in fact, that they need another job to sign up when yours is done to finish paying off the bills at your house. So you do want to be careful, and it's not unreasonable to be stretched out there just a little bit with your contractor. But money's your only leverage should things go bad, and you never want to be on the weak link of that negotiating arm. And how much should be left for the end? I would tell you that generally 10% is the amount you leave until substantial completion. But I don't like homeowners that like to use that against us as well. If we're waiting for one little trim piece to get in to hold 10% of a $40,000 remodel. So I allow contractors to negotiate with the homeowners and say, look, you're going to pay me upon substantial completion. Okay, we may be waiting for one little part or piece to get in. We'll take the value of that part or piece, multiply it times 5, and we'll hold that much money out. And I think that's a good, fair exchange for both the homeowner and the contractor. Does all that sound like a reasonable guideline to you?
Yes, and I thank you very much. That gives me some negotiating. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we appreciate the phone call. We appreciate the fact that you've trusted your question to the answer we can give you here at Rosie on the House. We work hard to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. That's what we've been doing for the last 25 years, and that's what we'll continue doing. Let's see if we can get to, I'm going to try and bring up Nancy here, also calling from Phoenix. Good morning. As you hear me take these calls, know that that opens a line for you. And here in the 9 o'clock hour, we're doing this completely open line. Whatever topic you'd like to talk about, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Okay, Nancy, it's your turn. Good morning. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
Good morning. I've enjoyed listening to your show for several years, and I've heard you talk about the service line warranties that go from the street to your
right.
house as
right.
far as their insurance warranties that you
right.
pay for.
Right.
And I've been getting a number of requests, like, every month, and they say they're from the city. Well, they're not from the city of Phoenix, but the city of Phoenix League of Partners.
Yeah.
Is this legitimate?
Well, the city would love for you to participate in this. Nancy, how old is your house?
It's pretty old. We've been here 25. I think it was built in the 70s.
Okay. And this is an insurance policy. They come in any one of a different varieties. They want to insure your water supply line, or they want to insure your sewer line. Which one is it? Both? Which one are they trying to insure?
I believe this is water supply.
Okay. And I am not a big believer in insurance, okay? I don't over-insure anything. I save money against a rainy day, and then if I never have that rainy day, I never have to do it. I've generally been telling people that I don't encourage them to sign up for this particular type of program. If your water line ends up rotting out or rusting out, you know, a plumber's going to have to come in and repair it, but they just go from the water meter that's on your property already to the water manifold, okay? I can't see insuring that. If it goes from the water meter to the tap, that's the city's job. That's why a lot of cities are encouraging us to get this. It kind of saves them a little exposure.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.